Well, when I was a kid, I spent a lot of misbegotten mornings on Ballard Avenue because I'd be on my way to school and I'd stop by a place called the Vasa Sea Grill, which would sell racing forms starting at 8 a.m. And I'd pop in, get my Long Acres racing form. Yeah, I had kind of a sad, sick childhood where I did a lot of gambling. But now just starting a business is a gamble. They're on Ballard Avenue and all around this region. This just broke my heart. A local businessman, he has started a barbershop on Ballard Avenue, and you got to hear the story of what happened to them this weekend. His name is Matthew Humphrey. He's the owner of Steel Barber, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Matthew, I appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me.
My friend David Rose at Q13, I saw that he had this story last night and he shared it with me. So tell my listeners, you have surveillance video that shows what happened to your shop there early on Saturday morning. So tell everybody what went down.
Yeah, George, so I got a call at about 5:45 a.m. from our alarm company, and it was that, you know, the alarm had been set off in Ballard. So my stomach hit the floor and my feet did, and I got down there in about 5 minutes only to find my shop broken into, product and accessories all thrown on the floor. The police were right behind me in about 5 minutes. But what I found was, you know, just about $4,000 wholesale dollars gone out the door. And well, it's really sad because, yeah, I just built this beautiful space here, opened at the end of September. So it wasn't as much about the product as it was my dream project here just got violated.
What struck me about the video, Matthew, is, and I get it, that heroin addicts might be professionals, and we don't know if these are drug addicts, but there is a certain professionalism about this crime. I saw that they taped a big X on your glass door and then used a slingshot. And I think it was on the third shot when they finally broke the glass and then they were able to just go walking through. Do you have any idea what that was all about? I mean, is that a professional move to put the tape on the door ahead of time?
Well, that's what the police said. They said it quiets the noise. And, yeah, you know, the guy was dressed as a security guard, you can see from the footage. So they definitely came prepared. They had hoods and coverings, not hoods, sorry, hats and coverings, and they never looked up at the cameras. They intentionally didn't, which I think is interesting. So, yeah, it was really unfortunate, but seemed like a professional job.
And I do think that's an important point for everybody else to know, that one of them did have a security guard costume or uniform. So they came in, and as you watch the security camera footage, how long did it take for them to grab everything they wanted to grab and get in and out?
Yeah, this was also what led me to think that they were on the more professional side. Is it took about 6 minutes, and they used some of our laundry dispensers to fill the clothes, some of the bags we sell, you know, wax cotton barber bags, and they filled that up quickly. So they were moving quick, and they seemed very intentional. They tried to drag a whole rack of clothes out the back door, but were struggling with it clearly. But yeah, they moved quick and they were efficient, and they seemed to know what they were doing. They even stole a laptop and grabbed the power cord to go with it.
What breaks my heart, Matthew, among everything else, I mean, I guess more than anything else, is, as I said, I grew up in Ballard. I remember when Ballard Avenue was the skid row of Ballard. I'd go in to get a racing form at 8 a.m. when I was a kid, and there would be, you know, just these old fishermen and longshoremen. They'd be drunk at 8 a.m. in the bar of this place. And now it's gentrified. There are cool restaurants. There are businesses like yours. Entrepreneurs like you have come in to create jobs, to provide the tax base for our city, to live the American dream. And my fear, Matthew, is that's becoming tougher and tougher in Seattle because of how our politicians have just enabled this level of criminality that hits guys like you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more, Dory. And I can tell you on a personal level, it's disheartening because I've worked for 25 years to build this dream. So it's not just a brick and mortar dream. It's a passion project, and I'm so proud of it. So we're taking people on tours, and everybody loves the space. It's a flagship for our brand, and probably one of those customers was one profiling us. And if you look at this street, and I love your stories about how it used to be because that's the nostalgia about Ballard that I love,
Yeah.
is it's a great street, and it's not just filled with national tenants. It's filled with local business owners like me. There's a few national tenants that are cool, but it's filled with local business owners. And what I've found as I walk around with flyers with pictures of these guys posting it like a lost puppy is there's so much care and concern for the fellow business owners. We all care about this street and our neighbors, and we do create a great experience for guests when they come to get a haircut. There's great places to eat, there's great places to shop, but it won't stay that way unless we have the police coming through with frequency. And I really hope that me speaking up can help draw attention to that because, we want them. We want them on a beat, walking by. And I said, like on a horse or a bike, I don't care. It would just be fantastic to have some presence because I put my whole life on the line to build this business. And I can just tell you, especially on Veterans Day, it's not why my grandfathers fought for this country, for me to grow up in a place where, I can build. I am the American dream, Dory. I came from nothing. So for me to build this and then to have this happen is just, it's deeply disappointing.
Well, and our politicians are moving in the opposite direction. Instead of at least maintaining what we have now, as far as police being able to watch over our communities, our homes, and our businesses, they're talking about a rather massive cut of the police budget and the number of cops out there. We already, on a per capita basis, we have fewer cops than we've ever had in our city's history. And we have more violent crime and crime like this than we've ever had in our city's history. And that's not a coincidence that as we eliminate law enforcement, the criminals are going to be more and more successful, and guys like you are going to be caught in the middle, Matthew.
Yeah, and I hope there's a more rational answer because just cutting it off without a plan, who's going to watch over our businesses and our homes? That's my question because I would like to sleep now in my spa with my two German shepherds and guard it myself, but my wife won't let me. So, where does it go from here?
Yeah, I know. It's a great question, and I wish I knew the answer, but you speaking up about this, me trying to spotlight this, at some point we're going to have to start moving in the direction of sanity because we've been going toward insane for way too long right now.
Yeah, and help us with a plan. We really somebody knows these people and putting their pictures out. I mean, there's a distinctive walk and look about the female and the male with the security guard. I've heard of other incidents in Ballard with the security guard issue. So, we just need someone to follow up with. And trying to talk to a detective right now in Seattle is difficult. They're coming from the vantage point. Don't call us, we'll call you if anything new. And I'm just looking for how can I, be part of the solution if no one's going to step up and help us. And like I said, the cops are amazing. They were there 5 minutes after they
Yep.
do anything they could. But from there, it's up to me and my fellow business owners and the community. So we got to do something. We got to stand up. I can't afford to be in business if this is the way it continues.
Absolutely. Well, we'll link up the video on our Facebook page and encourage all my listeners if they have any tips to share those. And Matthew, I wish you the very best. I'm sorry this is happening, but I really appreciate you coming on with me this afternoon.
Oh, you bet, Dory. And if you're okay with me saying, we can't afford a big reward, but I put out to the news that if anyone puts a lead out that leads to the prosecution of these guys, it's haircuts for a year.
I
So
love
there you
it.
go.
I love it. That's a great reward. All right. So we'll put it up on our Facebook. And if somebody has a good tip for the cops and for Matthew, he'll take care of you. All right, Matthew, it's good talk with you. Stay in touch. Let me know if there are any developments, will you?
Will do. Thanks, Dory.
Okay. Matthew Humphrey, it's called Steel Barber on Ballard Way in Ballard. And go take a look at the Facebook video, and let's help this guy out. I'd love to hear your thoughts. You can text me at 98973, and we have lots more to come here on the Dory Monson Show.